Last week, THREE people were killed in a tragic incident after a vehicle was driven into Little Pearl Lake in Schumacher. The surviving family members have released a statement to help explain the circumstances. The full statement follows. On August 6, 2021, Julian Otteson took his life and the lives of his son, Simon, and daughter, Isabella. We, the surviving family members, want to provide information to try to make some sense of this senseless act. 4 years ago, Julian was diagnosed with Huntington's disease. This is a progressive disease that destroys one's mental functions and one's body functions, almost like a cruel combination of Parkinson's plus Alzheimer's. It is a life sentence and there is no cure on the horizon. This disease took Julian's mother. He watched the disease take everything that made her a human, then watched as it took her life away. It broke Julian's heart to know he would be a burden on his family the same way. The children of a parent with Huntington's has a 50% chance of inheriting the disease. It crushed Julian's broken heart to know his children had these terrible odds. The diagnosis took its toll on Julian's mental health, but he slowly came to terms as best one can in large measure with the strength and help of his wife Karen Ann. 2 years ago, cancer took Karen Ann from us. The type of cancer she battled carries an increased hereditary risk for her children. Julian was devastated. He was faced with the knowledge his children will not only have to grieve the loss of their mother, but soon their father too, then they must live with the twin swords of Damocles, the possibility of inheriting not one, but two deadly diseases. As the family left behind by the loss of Julian, Simon and Isabella, we are grateful to everyone in the community and beyond for your tremendous outpouring of love and support. The monument of toys and candles at the tragic site moves us greatly and fills our hearts with gratitude and a measure of comfort in this difficult time. We are awed and ever thankful for those on the scene who tried to help. The passers-by and the first responders who risked entering the water are heroes and we will never forget their efforts. And special thanks to the professional and empathetic handling of this matter by everyone at the Timmins Police Services, and for allowing us to make this statement. If you are thinking of suicide, or are worried about a friend or loved one, a 24/7 hotline is available at 1-833-456-4566. You can also text 45645 from 4 p.m. to midnight EST.